We got a lot of special guests here today. I'm going to recognize several of them. If you haven't figured this out yet, it's not a normal day. This is the State of the University, so I won't be preaching a normal sermon in that sense, but it's always great to have Joy sitting here down front, and so thank you for being here on this special day. We appreciate that. You got to hear from one of my dearest friends in the world on Monday, Paul Dixon, who is sitting down here in front, right beside his lovely wife, Pat. And so would you welcome them both to chapel here today at State of the University. We have many retired faculty and staff. If you are a retired faculty and staff member that made it back for today, would you stand up and let us welcome you back? Raise your hand. All right, now we've got two I'm gonna highlight. Dr. Murdoch, don't you dare try to stand up, but raise your hand up. Dr. Murdoch has taught here for 50 plus years. He is a legend. And if you are living in Murdoch Hall, this is the guy. I'll tell you more later. We also have Jim Phipps sitting right there behind him. Jim Phipps, I know you can stand up. Stand up. You heard from him earlier this week, taught here for over 50 years. Murdoch, Phipps Center, in between that, and what y'all are calling it, DJ Hall? Is that what y'all are calling it? Whatever y'all are calling it, Dill Johnson Hall. We're excited to have both of you here today. And so we will actually be dedicating that building at 11:15. I'll probably mention that again here in a few minutes, but we have some trustees here with us today. They are around as well. And so would you welcome our trustees back to chapel today? Thank you. We also have some who are back here for the 50th reunion, who graduated in 1974, if I'm doing my math right. And then some here for 25 and other various reunions. And so if you're here as a parent, grandparent, or if you're here as an alumni or a friend who is a guest today, stand up and let us welcome you to chapel here at Cedarville University. We have some who are being honored in particular this week. And tonight, we actually have a banquet where we're going to induct some into our Athletic Hall of Fame and provide some alumni honors. One of those that we're inducting into our Athletic Hall of Fame is Stephen Ellis, who is a 13 graduate. Stephen Ellis graduated in 2013. He's being inducted because of his leadership and his defensive skills on our men's soccer team. He was a two-time captain. Steve is a third All-American in career starts. Third all-time in career starts. 2011, he was the first team All-NCCAA and All-Ohio first team. In 2012, he was the NCCAA National Player of the Year and a member of the inaugural All-GMAC first team. He excelled athletically and spiritually and continues to serve others through coaching, ministry, and his deep faith. Stephen Ellis, would you stand up and let us congratulate you on this award? We also have Natalie Fox Skillings, who is an 05 graduate who's being inducted into our Hall of Fame for softball. And so she's being inducted because she was an incredible pitcher and softball career here from 02 to 05. She was team captain. She is the all-time leader in career wins, shutouts, innings pitched, and strikeouts, second all-time in complete games and earned run average, and fourth all-time in appearances and games started. Now, if you've ever seen a lady softball pitcher pitch softball, that just means she scares me because they are incredible and throw that ball really fast. She's continuing the legacy because she now coaches her daughter's softball team alongside her husband. Natalie, would you stand up and let's congratulate you on being inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame. We're also inducting at this time Jim Clark, who is a 1975 Cedarville College at that time graduate. He is being inducted into our Hall of Fame, and he also received the Nedrick Callen Award for 28 years of dedicated service. We all know him. and he is known well for his exceptional contributions as the Assistant Sports Information Director for 22 years. He was the play-by-play voice for the Lady Jackets basketball team and volleyball team. He was the public address announcer for multiple sports. He was just a faithful servant who did whatever needed to be done. And so he exemplifies Christ-like leadership and commitment. Jim, would you stand up and let us congratulate you on being inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame? Apparently, I don't even need to introduce you, Teresa. She's a 1975 graduate as well, and we're honoring her with the Distinguished Service Award for 28 years of faithful service. She excelled in so many different ways. She was a volleyball coach. She was a professor. She was a mentor. She led 7 mission trips. She served as our faculty athletic representative and also served in our Title IX office. She and Jim have been married for 51 years. She cherishes her family. She is a faithful servant to Cedarville, and we are thrilled to honor you with the Distinguished Service Award. Would you stand up and let us congratulate you, Teresa? Our young alumnus of the year is Parker Adams, who graduated in 2014. He founded 1520 Creative and has contributed to major films like I Still Believe and Unsung Hero. Driven by a mission to spread hope through cinema, he uses his skills in film editing to share messages of faith with global audiences, redefining faith-based filmmaking. Parker, would you stand up and let us congratulate you on receiving this award? Our honorary alumna of the year is Connie Jenkins. Connie Jenkins serves on our Board of Trustees and has since 2022. She's dedicated to advancing the gospel. She's active in her church's women's ministry program. She values Christian education and women's ministry. I think I told you when I was introducing her in chapel, she's even learning Greek to better understand God's word, which just blows me away. We love Connie. We love Bill. We love their family. And you got to hear from her, so you know how special she is. Connie, would you stand up and would you let us congratulate you on this award? Our alumnus of the year is Todd Fogel. He graduated in 1992 and is honored this year because of his distinguished military service and leadership. A career Air Force officer, Fogel's work in special operations and his commitment to faith and community reflect Cedarville's values of leadership, service, and a biblical worldview. You heard from him yesterday, so you know that's exactly the case. Todd Fogel, would you stand up and let us congratulate you for the alumni of the year? All right, I'm gonna give an update for our alumni, for our parents, for those who may not know of some things that are happening, and then I've got some really special announcements that we're gonna get to as the time comes. So you all know this, but it is the 100th year of the Yellow Jacket. It's been fun going through the library. It's been fun going through the library, seeing all the old mascots, and then seeing our new Stinger, who's been in the gym, like he is buff. I like that. It's just awesome. And we also have our Stinger statue. Now, y'all know the rules. This is not an idol. There is no bowing down to this thing or offering sacrifices to it. It's just fun to get your selfie made with. And so it's awesome. And so we're excited to the PTEC family who donated this. And we have some dear friends who have helped make it happen. And so Alberto Lopez designed this from Steel 316. It weighs 2,000 pounds, and so we're excited about that as well. Who are these guys? This is the largest freshman class in Cedarville history, coming in at 1,176 strong. And you can even find Waldo in the middle of the photograph there. Right there he is. Yeah, there's Waldo. Where is he? He's here. And you get Stinger. We love Stinger. So congratulations to the largest freshman class in Cedarville history. We love you guys. And we have another overall record enrollment. So we are now up to 6,384 total students, not just on campus, but in our grad programs, in some of our Christian school partnerships, dual enrollment, and some other areas. And so the Lord's just been incredible to us. So when you ask me what is the state of our university, the only word that I can really think justifies it is thankful. We're thankful that the Lord sent us a ton of freshmen. We're thankful that the Lord has provided just some incredible opportunities for us. We're thankful for every one of these students, and we want to be a faithful steward of every single student that we have. And in fact, we want to make sure that we not only serve all of the students who want to come to the cornfields of Southwest Ohio, but we want to serve every student who wants a Cedarville education. And serving every student who wants a Cedarville education means that it's time to go online. And so we are going to start next fall online programs, complete online degree programs. We already have classes. We're going to launch with 5 different at least degree programs, maybe 7 if we can get that started. We'll see. We're going to have things like business management, IT management, social work, early childhood education, and some other programs that we'll see if we can't make happen. But I'm excited about the possibility of launching into some online programs. So if we're going to launch into online programs, we need somebody to lead that effort. And at this trustee meeting, we voted on and approved the person who's going to lead that effort and a new position to help make that happen. And so I'm introducing to you Dr. Bob Lutz. Were you an OP in your time here? You got a cheering group right up here with the OP guys. They must know you. So yeah, OP already loves you. Dr. Lutz, would you stand up and let us welcome you back to Cedarville University? He's no stranger here. He graduated from Cedarville University in 2001. He served here for a number of years in the student life area. His most recent position was VP for Student Development, Dean of Students, and Assistant Professor of Leadership at Palm Beach Atlantic. He's a PhD in educational leadership. He served as an elder in his local church. He also served as curriculum advisor for ABWE. Bob is a mission fit for Cedarville. He has expertise in strategic planning and execution, and we're excited to have him and his wife, Claire, who has still been adjunct teaching for us at Cedarville and served in other roles, coming back to the Ville. So we're excited to say welcome home. It's good to have you here. All right, so we have a campaign that we're doing. I need to provide you with an update on what's happening in this campaign, and I don't know if I'll make it all the way through it. We'll figure that out. Some of you are used to that. It's okay. The thing you don't see about this campaign is the scholarships. And we've been trying to raise scholarships because we're always concerned about tuition. We're always concerned about affordability. More than $25 million has been given to support student scholarships. For the first time in our history last year, we had over $1 million given just for global outreach mission trips as you were going all across the world. That represented 570 students who were on mission trips taking the gospel literally around the globe, and we're thrilled about that. We established a new endowment for chapel to help make sure that we get good speakers in here and that everything is where it needs to be, and for discipleship programs as well. We're thankful for all of that and the many partners who have made it happen. Typically what we see and what we think of when we look at this campaign is we think of the buildings, and they're there, and we need to be thankful to God for what he's done. You just look back through this campaign and you can see it goes all the way back to a civil engineering building that honestly now we kind of take for granted. It's been operational and rolling. We have a Chick-fil-A that I love to still eat at, but we kind of take for granted it's sitting there. We did a Callan Athletic expansion where we have a Master of Athletic Training, PA classes upstairs, as well as athletic weight room downstairs and team rooms. We had a new dormitory as part of this with Wood Hall. We had another new dormitory, which I'll mention in more detail, and the Schoenberg Business Center. And so I just want to take a moment and say to you that this is all the Lord's doing. And we need to stop and thank the Lord for what he's done for us on this campus. So would you join me in giving some applause to the Lord for what he's done? All right, how many of you live in this dorm? Yeah, we are actually dedicating this dorm at 11:15 after chapel today. So if you want to come to that, the weather looked great when I walked in. Assuming it's still great when we go out, we'll be outside. We'll have plenty of room for anybody that wants to join us. We're going to honor two of the people it's named after, and we'll honor Pam Dill Johnson as well. And so we're going to do that. We are thrilled about this new dormitory that the Lord has provided for us. And so thank you, Lord. It's good. We're thankful. We're also thrilled about this. How many of you have enjoyed classes in the Scharnberg Business and Communications Center? You know what? I got to give you some stats here. This building right here is 418 tons of steel. One ton is a car, a small car, but it's a car. It's 65,000 bricks. It's 656 panes of glass. It's 253 tons of limestone. It's 143,000 feet of data cable. All for cybersecurity. No, I'm just kidding. It's for everything, but that's 96 times the height of the entire state building if you were to run it straight out. 12 offices, 12 classrooms, 41 offices, the cafe, which I hear you guys are loving and enjoying the cafe, so I'm thrilled about that. I've eaten there once, but that's okay. You'll find me at Chick-fil-A. It has a center for cybersecurity, a center for free enterprise, and more than 1,000 people gave to make this building possible. So would you express your appreciation to the 1,000 people that gave and then also to God for providing this for us? So we're coming towards the end of our campaign. We have one major building project that we have left to do. This major building project is going to look something like this. It's going to go on the other side of campus where Patterson is and where Williams, well, where Patterson and Williams used to be, if we're speaking in the future aspects of what's happening. I'm excited about this building. The backside of this building is going to be awesome, too. It's going to look good. We're going to have some spaces there that will be great. Inside of this building, we're going to have history and political science, English literature and modern language, education, social work and psychology, many of whom are right down here. All right, so I got to take a moment and tell you a story. Are y'all okay if I tell you a story right quick? So this building costs $35 million. That's what it's going to cost. I had no clue where this money was coming from. We've had people who've given generously to this campaign, legitimately no idea how we were going to be able to pay for this. I told Dr. Mack that. I told others that. This is going to be, I told others even this past week, this is going to be the absolute hardest building that we have to raise money for. So I tell you all, no Bible, no breakfast. In my quiet time on Monday, this was one section of my reading. Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs. My New Testament section was what you see on the screen here. In the morning as he was returning to the city, he became hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the wayside, he went to it and found nothing. And he said, may no fruit ever come to you again. And the fig tree at once withered. And the disciples came and they looked at it and they saw it and they marveled. How did the fig tree wither at once? That's our God. And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what's been done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. Really? This is me. Really? Lord, if I really say to a mountain, jump into the sea, it's not going to happen. How many of you have ever had that thought? God, that's just not, things like this don't happen. I can't walk out to a tree and say, wither, and it withers. I'm not Harry Potter, right? I don't have that kind of power. Neither does he. It's a movie, but you get my point. So I'm reading this text, and I believe the word. It's God's word. So whatever you ask, you're going to get it. Not necessarily, but if you ask in the Lord's will, he'll provide. If you ask in faith, that's what it says. So what I decided to do because, you know, I'm just an idiot living life and trying to love the Lord, is I decided I'm just going to stop right now and pray for the Lord to pay for this building. And so I stopped right there with all the faith I could muster. Lord, this is what your word says. We don't have a clue where it's coming from. Will you provide it however you see fit to provide it so that you get the glory for it? Because we don't have a plan. We have a dream. Do you know what happened? I come into chapel that morning, and my dear friend speaks on prayer, and Jesus is the master teacher, and he tells us we need to take prayer more seriously and that the Lord answers prayer. It's like the Lord was taking a 2x4 and hit me over the head to say, yeah, this is what the word said this morning in your quiet time. This is what your friend is preaching to you today. And so I sent an email off to the chairman of our board, and I said, you know, this may be a really bad idea, Mr. Chairman, but here's my quiet time and here's what happened in chapel. I think when we talk about this at our board meeting, we just need to stop and we need to pray. I sent that email on Monday, about 12:30 in the afternoon. So then I had meetings scheduled for Tuesday evening. I had some meetings I was going to. And so in between all of that, I had somebody that said, hey, could I get 30 minutes with you? I said, sure, love to sit down and talk to you. I go in and sit down and talk to some dear friends. I'm talking to those dear friends, and they start telling me about reading a book that was challenging them to give everything away before they died, so that you could see the Lord move. You could see what the Lord was going to do to it, not just leave it so that past generations were able to experience it. I'm listening. These are dear friends. We talk all the time. All of a sudden, they say to me, so we're going to give you a bank account. And in that bank account is $14.6 million. But we want round numbers. And so we're going to make it up to $15 million. And so I'm standing here today announcing to you a $15 million transformational gift to build that building so that we can have right space for our faculty to serve you, our students, on this campus. Listen, y'all, this is, nobody did this but God. God put it in the heart of faithful servants to be faithful stewards and laid it on their hearts and minds to direct us to come here. And so I prayed, it's not about that. But here's what I want you as a student to understand, and I want you to mark in your mind that I sought the Lord and he heard. He knew 2 months ago when this meeting was scheduled exactly what the topic was going to be. I didn't. He knew Monday what my quiet time was going to be. I didn't. He knew Monday what Paul Dixon was going to preach on, and I didn't. And he knew Tuesday when I found out about this that part of the lesson for me and my little faith is that when the Lord says, ask and things will happen, you have not because you ask not. He is able. And he may not always give you everything you want, but friends, I need to testify to you today that when I sought the Lord, he heard and he answered. Now, y'all know that's one of my favorite songs. Now, some of y'all don't like the fact it says, that's why I trust him. You can get over yourself. Here's the deal. It's not the only reason I trust him, but it sure is one of the reasons that my faith increases and I continue to trust him, is that when I seek the Lord and I call out to him, he is a God that hears my prayers and answers my prayers. And I love him because he is God, and I serve him because he is God. But one of the reasons my faith continues to grow is because God continues to do stuff like this. He's there and he's real. And all we can do in response is be thankful. And that's one of the many reasons that I trust him. So, Lord, we give thanks to you because you are great and merciful and good. And all I can say is thank you. All right, we're going to sing in a few minutes. We're not going to sing just yet. We're going to sing in a few minutes, but they're coming up. I've got a couple more announcements right quick. I didn't tell them I was praying after that, but I didn't know I was praying after that. I'm just living life with an awesome God. We got $5 million more to raise for this. That's what we got. That's all we need. A $35 million building that I said was going to take years to figure out how to pay for it. This is no small sum. But you know what? I can't help but think if you students and your alumni and faculty and staff join me in praying that God's going to do something so that only he gets the glory for it, he can do it. And we don't have to apologize for it. We just give him the glory for it and keep moving on, because that's the God we serve. And we want to be able to celebrate this building in such a way that we want everybody to be able to have part of this. Look at this campus quad we're gonna try to create on the backside of this thing. Y'all know the plaza exists beside the BTS. We're gonna do another plaza over there. We want a nice quad. We want an incredible courtyard. And so here's my vision. Here's what I want. I don't know if this will happen, but this is what I'm dreaming for. The back of this building where you see all these pavers, I want to have an opportunity for every graduate who's ever graduated with an education degree or social work degree or psychology degree or ELML degree, any of these degrees in history and government, to be able to participate and have part in this. And so we're going to do pavers. Our advancement team's finding out about this right now. We're going to do pavers. And they're going to put names on those pavers so that you can honor somebody. Or if you want your name on there because you graduated from Cedarville and you want to have part, we're going to start that at like $250 so everybody can participate and we can just build a really nice quad. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do one of those pavers in honor of a teacher that helped change my life. Because I think one of the greatest things we could do is cast the vision for all of our students and our educators, future educators, to walk through and see all the names of all the teachers and the counselors and the social workers and the psychology faculty areas that have changed this world for the gospel of Jesus Christ with just a sea of names that we want to honor. Normal, everyday people who love Jesus and do incredible things, and God uses them to change the world. And we want to honor them in this way. And so we're going to do this because we want to make sure that everybody can have a part in what the Lord's doing with this building. Folks, this doesn't happen. You don't have $15 million gifts just drop out of the sky. You get the emails about the royal prince in Africa that's got this money that they want to give you. That's called phishing. That's a really bad email. Don't open it. Just delete it and move on. It's not true, all right? So don't pray for it today and then open that email and get hacked tomorrow, all right? You can pray for it today, but don't open that email. This doesn't happen. So here's the deal. What does this word say? It says every single word is true. And he's faithful to it. And I think we spend too much time apologizing for a God who's able rather than trusting in a God who's able. That's what I do. I spend too much time caveating what the Lord could do and not enough time celebrating what God has already done. So eventually we're gonna need a new chapel. So I just wanna go ahead and blow the roof off the top of this one by ending our time together by giving praise to God. Because we can trust in God. He's faithful. He will never fail you. And if you don't believe in prayer, I'm standing here testifying to you today in a very real way with a building that's going to commemorate the story for the rest of my existence on this earth. And he heard. And he answered. And that's one of the many reasons I trust him.